Welcome back to all of you, and thanks for tuning in again for Hero of the Week. We'll head back to Afghanistan and hear from Petty Officer Darnell Mason of the United States Navy. He's coming to us from Camp Leatherneck. Petty Officer Mason, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Petty Officer, your job title is that of a preventive medicine technician. Tell us a little bit in civilian terms of what you do there each day at Camp Leatherneck.
I do quite a few things. I'm the leading petty officer at Marine Corps, the boss or manager for the regiment weight station. And as a preventive medicine technician, I'm responsible for occupation, sanitation, and environmental health for the Marines and sailors who fall under RCT 7. So basically, I do a lot of plotting, graphs, charts, and just make sure everything's good. Where our guys are living, living conditions, food, and then they have their immunization before they go and before they come home, before they left.
Okay, so you're responsible for some general overall health of the troops over there on a day-to-day basis to make sure that the conditions they're in and their general health as well is doing good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, but you don't, do you go out on the combat field at all, Petty Officer?
I go out to do survey. So I'll go out to a base again just to make sure everything's good as far as on the, our occupational and environmental health. So I'll go out, make sure everything is good to go or thumbs up with a chow hall or if somebody's having problems with the chow hall or a water site out, and I will make sure and make sure everything's going by the standards. If not, I'll make advise and recommend so they can either that water system, that food service place, or those living areas can be brought up to standards.
Okay, because the health of our troops, including yourself, is very important, isn't it?
That it is, yes, sir.
But you don't go on combat patrols with them, do you?
No, sir. That's not my role. This trip, again, my role is more of an advisory. So, they need me to go out and again go do occupational environmental health site assessment. I will go out. I'll do that. But this time around, I'm not in the combat role. Last time, yes, but not this time.
Okay. All right. Now, do you also receive people into a clinic where you take care of some of their health issues?
Right now, I'm working at the regimental level, sir. We don't see patients here. We have, here on Leatherneck, we have a combined or consolidated aid station. That's where members from the Army and Navy and Air Force work together, and we see all the patients aboard Camp Leatherneck. In my office, I do have some over-the-counter medications, but I don't see patients there.
Okay. All right. Petty Officer Mason, you and I know that life in a war zone is tough on the men and women who are fighting and serving there on the battlefield, but the people, including the children of the country, endure great hardships too. You led an effort to help some Afghan children in a local orphanage. Can you briefly tell me about this and why you got involved?
Oh, yes, sir. I got to arrive in country last September. Just kind of seeing where we can help out more. My last tour, I was with the Light Armor Reconnaissance Battalion as a combat deployment. This, with RCT 7, it's more of a advisory role. Again, as, things have changed out here. So I was just kind of looking around. I saw what they call a storyboard, pretty much a PowerPoint presentation of what our provincial reconstruction team are doing. And I saw the storyboard and it definitely touched my heart. There's an orphanage in the city of Las Cargar, and the kids needed our help. So I got together with some other sailors from the First Class Petty Officers Association, sailors from the Second Class Petty Officers Association, and sailors from the Junior Enlisted Association. So that's sailors who are E6 sailors, that's first classes, second classes are E5s, and junior enlisted are E4 and below. So we all got together. Hey, we're going to help these guys out. The Junior Enlisted Association, they reached out through their friends and family through social media and got school supplies donated. So they sent a drywall of over 150 pounds worth of school supplies. The second class Petty Officers Association, because it gets really cold here during the winter, they, with their friend's family and through the Jordanian Army, they got over 2,000 coats to give to the orphans and Lashkar Gah to help them through the winter. And, like, the first class, I just happened to be walking around base, and I noticed we were getting rid of bunk beds. And I was like, man, and it's such a waste, because I kind of asked around, like, what are we doing with these? And they would just go to be scrapped. So, again, I went through a couple of different places, made sure, got permission to, again, save the beds from the scrap heap. Got permission to, working with the provincial reconstruction team to get those beds out there. Again, working with the first classes, quite a few days and hours of going through, like, the mattresses, making sure we're sending those kids something. And even though it's old for us, but definitely good for them. And made sure we got over 100, about 150 bunk beds out. Excuse me, 150 beds out there, bunk beds. That orphanage.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. How did the orphanage, the people who are running the orphanage, feel about the help you were offering them?
Oh, they. I know they really appreciated it. There is, they had 120 kids, and they were either sleeping on the floor or sharing very few beds, and man, these kids are, to me, they're very special, because these are the orphans of our Afghani partners. These are, like, the sons and daughters, again, of the Afghan troops who've been, who both died in this conflict.
And what does doing this kind of thing do for the morale of people like you and the men who serve with you?
Oh, I'm fortunate to be able to, hop on a bird and a helicopter and travel. And I've been able to see quite a bit of this country. But there's other people whose role is going to keep them here. Being able to, pitch in, help out, help overreach, using social media to reach back and ask for help. And, definitely, it feels like you're doing something, especially when you're seeing pictures and messages from the orphanage to show where that hard work is, where your hard work and where those donations are going and stuff the kids can actually use.
And how do you feel about serving America in the Navy, Petty Officer?
I'm officer, definitely the best decision I ever made, sir.
Petty Officer Darnell Mason of the United States Navy, it's been a privilege to speak with you and hear of the great things you are doing as you serve this country there in Afghanistan. God's rich blessings to you. Come home soon and safe. We honor you, Petty Officer Mason, as our Hero of the Week.